No, it's my actually my fourth, because I came 30 years ago, for 2 years, and then I was an assistant coach at Iona when we came here and played in the Schaefer tournament. St. Louis was here, and so I was here three times in 4 years.
You must love the place, though, do you?
It's funny because I'm Italian. I was here three times. I hadn't been to Italy at that time, so I must like it.
And you're playing golf, I believe, in Cork Golf Club today as well.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to try to play golf. I play at the game. So,
what do you play at, or what do you play off, I should say?
I have like an 18 handicap. That's not bad. So, but my clubs are back in the States, so if I don't play well, I got an out.
You've got an out, yeah. Playing the higher clubs. Yeah. Tony, fill us in your career, because I was looking at your resume. It's longer than me.
Well, I started in high school, the high school I attended, and we had very good talent at my school. You can't win without talent. We've had nine guys from my high school playing the NBA, which is unbelievable stat. And then I went to Iona College for 2 years as an assistant. And then I came to the NBA in 1988 when the Miami Heat started as an assistant coach. And now I'm doing TV for the Heat.
Yeah, and you won a couple of championship rings in your time as the Heat as well?
Three. We won three. Yeah.
Which was your favorite, or can you choose?
Well, the first one.
Yeah.
You know, we went 18 years without winning. The 3 years that I was the assistant, the first 3 years of the franchise, 15, 18, and 24 wins.
Yeah.
And then 18 years later to win a championship beating Dallas in Dallas. Yeah. And they gave us, I'm one of the seven original employees of the Miami Heat 26 years later. Yeah. So they gave us a very nice ring when we won.
How much has the Heat changed in your time since you've been with them?
Well, when we first started, we had six rookies on the team, and you weren't expected to win. They wanted to build from the bottom up. And it really changed when Pat Riley became the coach, Mickey Arison, the owner.
Yeah.
Then you really had a chance to win championships. Right after Pat Riley became the coach in 1995, he brought Alonzo Mourning to the team, then Tim Hardaway. So ever since then, the Heat have been running for a championship, and then won it in 2006. In 2006 when we had Dwayne Wade, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, who just went into the Hall of Fame, Gary Payton, who's in the Hall of Fame, and a Hall of Fame coach in Pat Riley.
Last couple of years as well, you've been spoiled for choice. You had Wade, you had Bosch, you had LeBron, and you've won two rings as well. It was an incredible time for the Heat.
It was. You know, we're one of only three franchises in the history of the NBA. The NBA is 68 years old, started in 1946. And there's only two other franchises that had gotten into the NBA Finals four straight years, the Lakers and the Celtics, the two storied franchises of the league. And now we're in that company of the last 4 years of getting to the finals and winning two of them.
Yeah. How much of a blow was it when LeBron announced he was going back to Cleveland?
It was a surprise. We thought he'd be here longer. I thought eventually he would go back because that's his hometown, right outside of Cleveland. But you know what? Instead of lamenting the fact that he left, we just applaud what he accomplished while he was here, helped us accomplish, getting to four finals, winning two championships. We were the center of the sports world when he was on our team. And it wasn't just him, because, you know, Wade's a future Hall of Famer. Yeah. Ray Allen, maybe Chris Bosh. Eric Spoelstra's a terrific coach. And so we're going to be fine this year coming up. We're looking forward to playing in Cleveland on Christmas Day.
That's going to be electric, isn't it?
We're going to have some fun.
It's going to be absolutely incredible. Tell me, you've since made the move to the commentary booth. How's that been?
It's been a lot of fun because I'm working with people that are good friends, that I respect. My partner and I, Eric Reed, we're the only announcing duo in the NBA. There's 30 teams that have been with the team since its inception, so we're very proud of that.
And with you being a coach as well, that must give you extra analysis and insight to what you're calling.
Well, that's a good point. I really enjoy that. I'm trying to teach while I'm on the air, trying to show people things that I see through a coach's eyes, not through a fan's eyes. And the fact that I worked with most of the coaches on the staff. I'm a good friend of Eric Spoelstra. Ron Rothstein, assistant coach, was the one who brought me to Miami. He was the first head coach of the Miami Heat. He's back for 10 years now as an assistant. So I know those guys. I know what they do in practice, so it makes it easier to announce.
How confident would you be being back in the finals this year?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think the goal right away without LeBron is to have home court advantage in the playoffs, and then you go from there. But I think, be honest, I think people are underestimating us. I call them pseudo-experts. You know, some of them have Miami Heat 6th or 7th in the East. I think they're going to be surprised.
Tell me, you're in Ireland now for the next week. You're doing a lot of camps. What's the format for the week going to be?
Well, we're going to go 3 days here for do some camps and a coach's clinic, and then we're going to move on up, go up north with Liam O'Connell. As I mentioned, I met Liam 30 years ago, and a really good man, and has a brilliant basketball mind. Mm. We very much bonded a long time ago, and I respect his knowledge of the game. Mm. And so he set this up for the week. I'm looking forward to it.
And Jared Gibbons tells me there's a game on Tuesday with a lot of Ireland's best prospects who'll be looking to catch your eye, maybe head over to the States, would you?
Well, yeah, he wants me to evaluate them. I'll do the best job I can, and we'll see where that goes.
Mm. Tony, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the golf today and enjoy the week in Ireland.
Anytime. Thank you.
Pedro, first off, a bit of a coup bringing Tony Fiorentino to Cork.
Absolutely, I suppose, for the basketball community in Cork. It's a great opportunity to open doors to where we could go and possibly maybe develop some links between here and Miami. Mm.
And how did the whole thing come about? I know he was in Cork almost 30 years ago at this point.
Yeah, I suppose when he came to Cork originally, he did some camps back in 1985, I believe. Oh, I wasn't involved, but he kept contact with a number of people over the years, and one being Liam O'Connell, who would be involved with Father Matthews. And Liam said that Tony was interested in coming to Ireland to do a bit of golfing and do a bit of coaching, and were we interested in hosting him? So we obviously jumped at the opportunity to bring someone of his calibre to Cork, and not just to Cork, he'll go to Tullamore for a time, and he'll go to Ennisdiamond for a time as well.
Because Tony brings a wealth of experience to the game. I mean, he's a college coach. He worked under Pat Riley in the NBA. This guy is so, like, his resume is so long, so varied.
Oh, he's probably the top person ever to come to the country. I mean, like for someone of his calibre who would have two NBA rings, which would be seen as the world championship of basketball, to come to Cork, where basketball is a minority sport inside in a small country, which is a minority country, you know, to bring someone of his global reputation to Cork and to Ireland, it's a feat that's never happened before. So we're hoping that it'll be a positive experience for him. That's our remit, really, try to make sure that he enjoys his stay in Ireland. And it just shows, I suppose, Ireland does always play above its weight, you know, that we manage to attract the tourism. And it's not just a basketball thing. Tony is coming to see Ireland as well, which is important to us.
Must be a massive buzz around the Father Matthews players with Tony coming to coach them for a few days.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Like, when we decided he was going to come and run a camp, we decided that we'd cap the numbers at 50 because we didn't want Tony overworked either, and we didn't want to, I suppose, have hundreds and thousands of kids, which we could have.
Yeah.
The camp was actually filled within 24 hours, which is a first for the club, you know, and we've had phone calls from all around the country with kids, and that's why we decided then that we would roll it out, that we would bring Tony up the country a bit so that other people could experience him. You know, and so it's fascinating. It's fantastic for the kids to be able to see someone of his quality, and we're hoping that he'll bring, you know, just another bit of light to the basketball journey for those young players. That's what we're hoping, anyway.
I imagine a few of the guys are looking to impress Tony and catch his eye, maybe head over to America.
Absolutely. We're running on a Tuesday night. We're running what we call an exposure game, where we're bringing kids in from around the country, Irish internationals. And we're hoping that Tony might have a look at them and see if any of them are good enough to play across the water. So we're hoping to bring maybe 10 to 15 guys into the club from outside the club for a night and just leave them play, and that Tony could have a look at the standard of play and we think there is quality in Ireland and there is quality in Cork that could play, not just in Father Matthews but outside the club as well, that could possibly play at a professional level given the right opportunity. It's all about opening doors. And basketball is like no other sport. I mean, soccer and rugby are the same. You know, we don't have a professional league really in this country. So if you want to play at that level, you have to leave the country to get the opportunity.
I know a few Irish guys have played in Europe. Has any Irish guy made it in the NBA?
Well, there was a Pat Quirk played a couple of years ago who was born and left Ireland at an early age. And Pat played for Orlando Magic for a couple of seasons. So, like, the gene is suited there. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, Irish people are too small, or we're not, we don't have the speed, or we don't have the agility. But Pat Quirk has proved that wrong. You know, he was the first guy. You know, he didn't play that long, but he had a good career in the NBA and good career at a professional level. So, I mean, that opens the doors to what could come.
Mm. So what's the format now for the next few days?
Well, today, you know, Tony's going golfing. He's going to Cork Golf Club, absolutely, and that's important to us, that we give Tony the experience of Cork. And tomorrow morning then at 9 o'clock we'll get together for the camp. So he stays in Cork Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He goes to Tullamore on Thursday. And he goes to Ennis Diamond on Friday and possibly to Limerick on Saturday. We haven't confirmed that yet. And back to Cork then on Sunday and fly out early Monday morning.
Busy all week for himself.
So absolutely, absolutely. We're hoping that it'll be a positive experience for him.
Is this a thing that's going to likely happen yearly by on?
Well, we're hoping that this is a start of something special. I mean, it's not every day you manage to make contact with an NBA franchise and that you can bring someone who's been involved with NBA basketball for a decade to Cork. So we're hoping that this is an opportunity for both Father Matthews, absolutely, but for Cork basketball and Irish basketball to develop links. So we're already in discussions about possibly sending kids and players over to the Miami Heat camp next summer. So that would be a first, and maybe an exchange of coaches and players down the line. So the hope is that this would be the first step of a positive experience.
And no talk of Father Matthews renaming as the Cork Heat now.
Not yet, anyway.
Sure, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, sir.